Federal chief information officers don't agree with President Obama's recent comments that federal IT is horrible. In fact, more than half of all CIOs say federal information technology is better than or equal to the private sector. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now live with reaction from CIOs to the president and federal CIO Vivek Kundra's comments in a new survey. It's exclusive. And Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Okay, so remind us why the president and Vivek Kundra made the comments that federal IT is horrible. Was that the exact word, horrible?
Well, actually, it goes back to mid-April, and what the federal what President Obama said was IT purchasing is horrible, and then federal CIO Vivek Kundra followed up with comments to several media organizations and said, yes, he's right, IT is horrible in government. And this is something we've heard time and again from administration officials. I've talked to Jeff Zients, the deputy director of management, about this and said, listen, you know, why do you keep saying this? I think there's plenty of opportunities to say, yeah, there are problems, but horrible, that it's worse than the private sector, it's worse than the computer you had on your desk when you were in the private sector. Is that really true? And he said, well, it's not so true, the computer, but we haven't caught up with the production and the curve. And I said, okay, but that's different than being horrible. And I think that type of thing is what kind of prompted us to say, let's put a survey out and talk to the people who do the IT every single day and see what they think. Are those comments fair? Are those comments accurate? And what does those comments do to morale? So we ended up putting a survey out, about 15 questions. We asked 81 CIOs and deputy CIOs and received about a 20% response rate, which is pretty good if you think about CIOs. And they came from large agencies, small agencies, medium-sized agencies, and most CIOs had at least 1 year of experience or more.
So, Jason, what did they say in the survey?
A couple things that stood out to me that was interesting was 60% say they disagree with the president and Vivek Kundra's comments on that federal IT is horrible, and 60% say they would rate their IT at their agency good or excellent in meeting their mission. Now, most CIOs also provided plenty of examples, you know, around, okay, well, their IT projects have gone wrong, their IT projects that aren't perfect, but there is a lot of good things that are going on, and they put out there, for instance, look at all the video teleconferencing, the laptops, the VPNs that we all have. They're prevalent in the public sector as they are in the private sector, so the differences aren't that great. Other interesting pieces of the survey responders, 80% say that the president's and Kundra's comments actually hurt morale, but the CIOs also were a little pragmatic, saying, listen, one commenter wrote, nobody likes to be told their service they provide is horrible. However, I think it's important to, quote, and this is what they say, keep it real, and I believe the comments were meant to be a demonstration of practicing transparency. Interestingly, 60% say the perception of federal IT is a bigger problem than the technology itself. And let me just read you one CIO wrote. There are plenty of problems, but generalizations are not productive in terms of bringing about change. They should focus on specific problems. General remarks made by Vivek Kundra are an example of generalizations, whereas OMB's 25-point plan is a good example of the desired kind of focus on the problems. Now, finally, we talked to CIOs to rate the Obama administration's efforts around improving IT, and 87% rated it satisfactory or good. None said it was excellent, and actually 13% said it was poor. And one last commenter I'll read wrote that there's not a sufficient appreciation for the operational imperatives and ineffective governance at agencies and how these constrain our ability to dramatically improve systems. So I thought that was a lot of interesting comments that came from the results of the survey.
And I think it's all a matter of expectations and reference. What could our great technology folks do if they were allowed to operate with the freedom from an acquisition, from an HR, from a variety of perspectives that many private sector organizations are allowed to operate from? One of the things we've focused on at VA is getting management out of the way of the folks that are doing the real work. And I think that's a key piece that we need to stay focused on is we have great IT folks in the federal government. They produce some awesome systems. I think, though, that every one of them would agree that they could do an even better job if we can figure out how to better optimize the processes they have to operate under and the things they use to get their tools done. And I think that's what we have to stay focused on as CIOs.
Now, that was Roger Baker. He spoke recently at a Tech America event. He's the Veterans Affairs CIO and Assistant Secretary of Information and Technology. And he actually, those comments were addressing the president's comments. He basically said in a public forum, listen, we talked about these comments publicly, and here's my reaction to them. So it was very interesting the way he brought it up.
Well, Jason, let's talk a little bit more about what you've been hearing from CIOs and some of the comments that you've gotten within this survey. A lot of them seem to be saying much the same thing, that there's a lot of this bark coming from the administration, but not a lot of bite.
Right. That was actually one of the most interesting comments that someone wrote in there. It said that there's a lot going on, but not a lot of outcomes that are happening yet. And in fact, when I asked the CIOs to rate the impact of the administration's initiatives, and we gave them about 9 different initiatives, and a lot of them said, you know, for instance, procurement reform and workforce improvements were rated poor, that those got the most votes. Cloud computing, data center consolidation, even the tech stat sessions all received a satisfactory rating. Only 2 things actually received any votes for excellent, which was cloud computing and openness and transparency, but most fell in the good and satisfactory, which I think kind of sends the message that the CIOs see some progress, but they're limited. And, of course, the CIOs understand that there's this whole big processes and steps you have to take to actually make progress. It's not just the administration who can do it all. There's a congressional piece to it as well. Now, one other thing I would say is when we ask the agencies about their technology specifically and say, okay, where do you need to improve technology to better meet your mission, it was very interesting. It was a tie between 3 of the topics: mobile computing, application development software, and workforce skills, all received about 2/3 of all the votes. And again, this was a multiple choice question, obviously. That's why we're over 100%. But they also, those are the 3 big areas that they really need some help in to better meet their mission.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Was there anything in the survey that stood out as kind of a wild card that you might not have expected in these answers?
The biggest thing, we asked the question about the Clinger-Cohen Act, which is the 20-year-old law that talks about really established the CIO. And we said, okay, is your agency meeting the spirit and intent of the Clinger-Cohen Act? And what I was expecting a much lower response rate in terms of how many people said, yes, it is. And 73% said they are, and only, I think, 1 or 2 people said they weren't at all. So it's a much higher rate than I expected, because there's a lot of concern over the years, and I think Tom and Amy, you guys have had people on your show talking about this, where they say, well, you know, I have a lot of responsibilities, but not a lot of authority, and Clinger-Cohen's supposed to give me the authority. So I thought that was one of the areas that really stood out to me.
And there's another area that people are talking about around town. Of course, that's the 25 improvement initiatives that have been put out by the CIO, Vivek Kundra, and I guess Richard Spires spoke about that Monday at the Excellence in Government Conference. Let's hear what he had to say about those 25.
I particularly think that the federal government has fallen down in not being able to, on a regular routine basis, be able to deliver truly transformational projects that really help drive tremendous efficiency gains, as well as tremendous increase in the agency's ability to perform its mission, whatever that may be, in the federal government. We stumble a lot, and I think there are myriad reasons for it. And really, that was the genesis of the plan.
All right, so how does that relate back to Clinger-Cohen, or does it, Jason?
Is trying to take, okay, what does Clinger-Cohen lay out, and what is actually being implemented? And I think that part of what the 25-point plan is saying is Clinger-Cohen took us so far, and then we've had others like the E-Government Act took us so far. We need, and I think what OMB is saying, and a lot of the CIOs have told OMB, is that they need the next step, and they need more help, and they need more changes. And I think that's a lot of what the 25-point plan is doing. And it relates back, I think, to some of the comments that the president made and Vivek Kundra made when they said that the IT, federal IT, is horrible, or IT purchasing is horrible, and because of the holes in the system. And I think a lot of the CIOs commented about the holes in the system. When we say holes, we mean like the steps that agencies have to go through to get their budget. The fact is that you're planning a budget 2 years out. And these are things we've talked about many times over the years, but they still continue to be barriers. Even the procurement issues and the challenges of all the steps you have to go through. I think one CIO said that, you know, if we had all the same processes in as the private sector, we could be as good as the private sector. Overall, though, I would tell you that the comments that were made from the survey were all very mostly positive. A couple people said, you know, well, you know, there are plenty of problems, and they get a lot of the notoriety. They get a lot of the media, if you will. But there's more than enough things that go right that are done well, and there's plenty of smart people that are doing cutting-edge or leading-edge things. And I think that that's what the president and this administration has missed a fair amount of, is there are problems, yes, but let's highlight also the good and the bad to make sure that people know that there are things that are moving in the right direction.